Welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com. And joining me today is a guest that you will definitely want to hear from. He is the founder and chief formulator of one of the most respected companies in the nutritional supplement industry. In fact, his products, I think, transcend typical supplements. He's using supercritical extracts. They have a garden in Costa Rica where they grow organic herbs and vegetables and all kinds of plants that they're using in their products. They have an incredible vision for creating a better world for all of us and for future generations. So this is an interview that you will definitely want to tune into and learn from. Anyway, let's get right to it. Let me introduce Paul Schulich, the founder, chief formulator of New Chapter. Their website is newchapter.com. Thank you, Paul, for joining me today.
Thank you, Mike. It's a real pleasure to be here with you.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the show because your company has done so much incredible work over the years, and I think that your products are some of the most respected and truly just some of the most bioactive forms of products. Let's start with one, if you don't mind, that people may recognize called Zyflamend. And it's an anti-inflammation supplement. That's what it's known as. I know it does a lot more, but can you tell us about Zyflamend? What is the philosophy behind this? What's in it? And why are people raving about how effective it is?
In terms of the philosophy, New Chapter, since its very beginning, I actually started in a natural food store just about 30 years ago now, and was able, I think, through listening to people and through thousands of stories of people's lives and their health, was able to discern that one of the key factors that was missing in the quality of life was the presence of whole foods, was the presence of the overall integrity of the life force of either a whole food, and for that matter, what I would put under that umbrella are whole herbs. And so I studied herbal medicine starting actually 4 or 5 years before that, but then in the early 80s started making products because there were simply no products that were available that could address many of the issues that people were bringing forth. And one of the issues that I've learned in the past 10 years, Mike, and which I'm sure you and probably everybody else out there has become aware of, is the issue of inflammation. And when my partner Tom Newmark and I wrote the book Beyond Aspirin, at that point it wasn't quite the downpour of information that inflammation is at the root of virtually every disease of aging or the disease of Western culture, which is a disease of not eating whole foods, the disease of stress and of not getting enough exercise, not getting enough fresh air, not getting enough fresh water. And so looking at that simply from a herbal perspective, the philosophy was to find herbs that were first and most importantly safe to use, because my background was I came from a medical family and my dad was a doctor, and I had my first experience with a drug that turned all my teeth yellow, tetracycline, and my dad had an epiphany, and I had an epiphany, which was that we'd be very careful using drugs, either prescribing them or taking them. And so when I started addressing the issue of inflammation, I realized that what I wanted to use were whole, safe herbs, and then to provide them in a form of extracts that would be highly bioavailable and highly active.
Let me jump in right here and ask you this question or make this comment that lets the listeners understand how your philosophy differs from that of many companies. In other words, you do not promote the isolated one molecule, isolated chemical vitamin. You are working to provide the full synergy of plant-based nutrients in their natural synergistic form, but also with the potency that makes them beneficial, correct?
And I could not have said that better, Mike, and that has been our mantra for 30 years. And so we do believe that a single molecular approach, which is very much the pharmaceutical approach, and for whatever reason, the herbal industry adopted a fair amount of that when we started standardizing some herbs. So we, for example, with green tea, we started standardizing it to 95% catechins, eliminating hundreds, if not a few thousand compounds. We did that with turmeric by eliminating maintaining only one compound, curcumin, and eliminating hundreds, if not, again, thousands of compounds. We've done this over and over and over again. And by any study of the literature, you see that all those compounds that we eliminate, we run the risk of eliminating extraordinarily important bioactive compounds and reducing the safety and the efficacy of the product.
This has been a very disturbing trend, I think. I call it, you know, call it green allopathy, which is just using...
Oh, very well said, yeah.
I didn't coin the term. I don't know who did, but it makes a lot of sense to me, too. And I see this even in organizations like the American Botanical Council, the ABC, that there tends to be this focus on one phytochemical rather than the whole herb. So I'm glad to see that you're taking a whole herb approach to your supplements.
Yes, and I think that that there's a synergy within an herb, and then there's also a synergy between herbs. And so we respected that philosophy when we created this formulation called Zyflamen, which is so valuable for modulating inflammation and for promoting a healthy inflammation response. And so what I did was, again, my first, if you look at my website at newchapter.com, on the front page, you'll see me with describing the formulation philosophy of New Chapter. And I list 10 points that are core points in that philosophy. And the first and most important is to do no harm. So when I looked for botanicals that could safely modulate inflammation, the most important was to make sure that nobody would be hurt by the formulation. And by the way, just to give the punchline to this whole story, Mike, Zyflamen is now our company's number one selling product, and it is, in fact, the number one selling herbal product in the United States in the natural foods channel, according to SPINS data. And it doesn't get successful by our advertising. It's gotten successful by word of mouth and by people's experiences.
Let me mention the key ingredients that are in this formula, because this is not the kind of recipe that people might be used to seeing in an inflammation formula. But let me just list them, and then I'll ask you to comment on this formulation, because this is, in fact, your formulation. You put this together, correct?
That's correct.
So we have rosemary, turmeric, ginger, holy basil, green tea, huzhang, which is a Chinese herb, Chinese gold thread, barberry, oregano, and skullcap. That is the combination, and many of these ingredients are extracted through a supercritical extraction process, which we'll talk about later. Can you go ahead and comment, Paul, on what's going on with this formula? It's very interesting.
We have looked at this formulation at Columbia University, at MD Anderson Cancer Center, and at the Cleveland Clinic. And to say that anybody truly knows what goes on with any herbal formulation would be a statement that would not recognize the truth behind how complex nature is. Down-regulates hundreds of genes, and even a factor like nuclear factor kappa beta, which research at MD Anderson confirmed that, which is a core signaling factor for inflammation, that Zyflamen down-regulated this particular NF-kappa beta. That is a key fact for why this formulation is doing as much magic as it does. And I think that when we look at the formulation, it's very possible that all of the ingredients are doing this. But we do know, for example, that herbs like green tea and turmeric act in synergy with each other that is fairly dramatic, in that compounds in green tea, for example, like EGCG, are enhanced in their value by 7 or 8 times. And factors like curcumin in turmeric are increased in their activity by a factor of 3 times. So research at these different institutions has pointed out that that these herbs do have a remarkable effect at modulating the enzymes of inflammation. And as I said earlier, tens of thousands of people, probably at this point hundreds of thousands of people, have experienced these remarkable benefits. And Mike, I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question I'm confident that the answer is, in the 5,000 or 7,000 years of recorded history of people using ginger or rosemary or turmeric, do you know how many recorded deaths there have been in the last 7,000 years?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that would be about zero.
That's correct. And when you weigh that against the tens of thousands of deaths each year that result from, in this case, there are thousands of deaths from anti-inflammatory drugs, my suggestion is that these herbs would be the first line of defense, as our bodies can use them and are so familiar with them. And there are checks and balances and safety factors in the herbs that you will unfortunately not be able to obtain when you take a chemical pharmaceutical approach.
That's a very careful way to say that. And I do want to remind the audience that your company and your speech is, in fact, regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. And thus, you currently cannot make health claims, even if they're true about your product. But my speech isn't regulated in that way. And I will just add that many people that I know personally have gotten off of anti-inflammatory drugs and gone on to Zyflamend. And they've done it under the direction of a qualified naturopathic physician. They've done it safely. And after they did it, they experienced huge improvements in the quality of their life. Their level of energy went up. One person, their sex function actually was restored. Quality of sleep went up. And of course, their costs of treating their conditions went way down because these are a lot less expensive than prescription medications. So hope you don't mind me adding those personal comments of my own there, Paul.
No, that's fine, Mike. I do feel that the time that we live in, it's unfortunate that there is a limitation on what both of us would consider to be freedom of speech. But you have identified that I do have to be careful the way I phrase the benefits of this unique formulation. I think that when you look at the diseases of inflammation, which include arthritis, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, these are all conditions which can have inflammation at their root. And so you can only imagine if you could take herbs that could safely modulate this, what a potential boon to one's life this could be.
Indeed. And to continue this idea, I want to ask you about your philosophy on personal health with this question. As much as people benefit from your product, Zyflamend, and some of the others that you have available, which are all based on whole food or whole herb ingredients, you also promote the ideas of healthy lifestyles from the core, right?
That's
correct. Talk about what do you suggest in terms of diet? What do you eat? And what do you think is a diet for the future of a successful human population that lives in harmony with our planet?
A really interesting question. I think that I have come to, through the years that I've been involved in this, I've come to different revelations, and some revelations have countered other revelations. And but I think that one of the unsaid or untold stories in our field, and I am as guilty as anybody of this, is that the single most important factor in our health, it has nothing to do necessarily with what we're eating. I think it has to do with what our frame of mind is, the way we're looking at life, and our mind-body relationships, and all the inner workings of things that we are, so much of it is unseen. And that's probably a subject for another discussion, Mike, but I do believe that mind-body stuff is at the root of so many health conditions, and I think that our society fosters a lot of disease because of the thrust for material possessions and the stressful lifestyle that's lived in the Western world. I think that is at the root of many issues. That said, I think diet on a big issue is what we're taking into our mind and into our bodies. And by the time a person turns to be 17 or 18 years old, they've personally witnessed somewhere around 60 to 100,000 people get murdered on TV. That's a hard part of our diet. And it's very difficult for the consciousness to absorb that type of stress. And I think that that has influences that are far-reaching. And I think that's the type of diet that we want to be very careful what we start taking into our consciousness in terms of human suffering and what we do to address that. That said, I think in terms of physical diet and what we're eating, I think we all agree that the single most important thing is the wholeness, the whole food, whole grains, whole vegetables, whole fruits, organic. The average American, by the time at the end of 1 year, apparently will have consumed if they consume even the average poultry amount of fruits and vegetables, will have consumed a gallon of pesticides in that year. That is a frightening number when you realize that pesticides are neurotoxins and very dangerous to our overall health. I think organic food is very, very meaningful. It's much lower in pesticides and toxic compounds. It's produced with more consciousness, so there's more love in the food. And I think that basically is eating as much whole food as possible. I'm not a huge fan of eating sentient animals. I think if we eat a lot of animals, we should be very mindful of what we're doing, and make sure that they're not factory farmed and that they are treated with love and care throughout their lives as part of compassion. I think that would be very, very meaningful. And I think also just in terms of selfish needs, when animals are created through factory farming, they are unhappy and miserable and suffering and tortured. And when you eat that animal, you might get much of that same benefit or lack of benefit in your own physiology. So I think that you want to be mindful of the source of food that you're eating. And so I'm a huge fan of vegetable foods. And I do eat some fish on my own. I try to eat wild fish and like wild Alaskan salmon, and that will not endanger the environment. And there are sources right now of fish that are still sustainable and valuable for the human physiology. So that's pretty much my short spiel on diet.
It's all quite fascinating, and I think there's a lot of resonance between what you've just described and the natural news listeners and readers who will be in touch with you and looking at this information. And it's interesting that you and I have come to many of the same conclusions independently. But let me ask you this, since you opened the door on mind-body effects of diet and food, isn't it also true, even though this is probably something that many of your customers may not even be aware of, but isn't it also true that these whole herbs provide much more than nutrients? They provide a mental capacity to awaken to new possibilities, greater mental awareness, self-awareness, global consciousness, just by consuming the whole herbs.
That's a really, really important and beautiful point, Mike, and very few people know that. But the herbs are going to uplift consciousness, and they are going to expand one's sense of the world that they live in. So it's a really rarely told story, but that's a true story. So when you take Zyphlemin, for example, you're taking turmeric, which is shown, if you look at National Library of Medicine, you'll see a number of references on the antidepressant effects of turmeric. You'll see the effects on serotonergic mechanisms by ginger. You'll see many of these herbs have pharmacologically active, psychoactive effects that could be significantly uplifting. Holy basil is one of the most important herbs for modulating stress responses. We've had hundreds, probably at this point, of testimonials on people having a reduction of stress using holy basil. So this is all part of the Zyphlemin formulation, so it's working on so many different levels at uplifting consciousness.
That's really the right way to describe it, yeah. So many different levels. There's the physical level, there's the biochemical level, then there's this energetic or spiritual level at which it operates. And that's something that I think the natural products marketplace has barely begun to recognize. But I think that looking back, maybe 10, 20 years down the road, looking back at your formulation, it's going to be recognized as a pioneer in that area for what you've put together here.
So I appreciate that, Mike. I think we like to think of ourselves as a new chapter, not only the name of our company, but a new chapter in a person's trip to wellness, and a new chapter in the society's trip to wellness, and a new chapter in the natural products industry in terms of new product concepts that have never been introduced before.
And I want to encourage those listening to go to your website, which is newchapter.com. You can also find New Chapter products in retail stores. They're in health food stores just about everywhere. Just look for the name New Chapter. And they have Zyphlemin. They also have Berry Green. Can you just give us a couple other of the more popular product names that people can find in retail?
They would see the Every Man or Every Woman series of products. The Every Man and Every Woman we've been selling, 20 plus years. And those products are vitamins in the form of cultured or fermented whole foods. And they're highly digestible, highly active. So if you do a search, for example, comparing yogurt to milk in terms of its safety and efficacy, you'll see that yogurt is almost universally better for somebody than drinking a glass of milk. The number one report that we get, Mike, when someone takes our vitamin products is that they can take them even on an empty stomach, and they don't make them feel sick. Now, that might sound like, how is that for a testimonial that your product doesn't make people feel sick? But in truth, that is the ultimate testimonial for any vitamin product because it shows that the body's receiving it as food. And so people really do have really quite remarkable benefits using these products over a period of time. And so Every Man and Every Woman, they're a combination of herbal extracts and these whole food vitamin culture nutrients. And those are also very, very popular products. We also have an antioxidant formulation that's made similar to Zyflamend. It has been researched and shown to have significant cell protective effects. It's called supercritical antioxidants. We also have a new bone strength formulation, which uses an algae source of calcium as opposed to a chalk or limestone source of calcium, so the body can recognize it as food. And research is now taking place at the University of Texas, which is very promising and showing that the body does respond to this as in a different way than it would, say, to limestone or to the chalk that we would write on a board.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yes. So food, there's a reason why we've evolved through the millennia to eat food as opposed to eating dirt. And it sounds like it's common sense, but unfortunately, most of the vitamins that people take is in the form of isolated compounds, which are going to be hard for the body to use.
We have so much to talk about here, Paul. I know we're going to have to probably do a second interview at some point to cover more ground, but it's fascinating. I do want to mention there is a trend of increasing awareness in the natural products industry to attempt to source nutrients in a food-based source. Although isolated nutrients can be fine for some people in some cases, there's more people want their nutrients in a food source. And I also want to mention very quickly that for an online retailer where folks can find your products is also Vitacost.com, which offers your products at a very competitive price with fast shipping and all of that. So check out that online as well, Vitacost.com. And I wanted to ask you, Paul, next about your supercritical extract technology. I want to make sure that people truly understand what this is and why the CO2 process is so much safer than, for example, using hexane extraction processes. Can you explain that in layman's terms,
sure, please?
So
much of it, Mike, is common sense. When I learned about supercritical extraction about 15 years ago, I was approached with a very simple question. Would I rather have my ginger extract prepared and extracted with dry cleaning fluid and nail polish remover, or would I rather have it prepared with a component of the air that we breathe, which require no heat and no stress to the plant? And like any consumer that would hear that question, I said, well, of course, I would only want it to be extracted from the air that we breathe. This new technology, which was not terribly new at that time in terms of the world, but in terms of herbal nutraceutical technology, we were the first to introduce it to the United States, that the extract was being used, or this method of extraction was being used to extract hops for beer, because the hexane or the nail polish remover would leave residues of taste and damage some of the delicate constituents in the hops. So they developed this technology called supercritical technology, which is you take a component of the air that we breathe called carbon dioxide, and you compress it at a high pressure, and you heat it to about 89 degrees Fahrenheit, which is not terribly hot and certainly not hot enough to damage plant constituents. And then you put the dried plant material in this atmosphere, and the carbon dioxide acts like a solvent. And as soon as you release the pressure, the carbon dioxide goes back into the air, and it leaves a beautiful golden residue of a of an extract. Now, what we also did, Mike, is we take that residue that was left, and then we, after we do the supercritical extraction, we would do another stage of extraction with water and alcohol to fully exhaust anything remaining from the plant. So that has been our trademark for the past, oh, say, 10 or 15 years that we've been making these types of herbal extracts. And I think that more and more companies right now in the herbal industry are starting to follow that path. And we're very proud to be one of the leaders, if not the leader, of that trek.
I think that as knowledge of this process spreads, this is going to be what consumers flatly demand, because there are hexane residues in products. In fact, we're working on an investigative story right now. I won't mention who we're investigating, but there's a company selling a product that goes into infant formula that is contaminated with hexane.
Yes.
And it's so frustrating, and I get outraged when I think about that chemical being consumed by infants, and consumers are going to be demanding supercritical extraction. So it's good for them to know that New Chapter has been on the cutting edge of this well before even most people had heard about this.
If people could read the labels, Mike, and see what's really going into some of these extracts, they might think twice before they purchase it. And the beauty, again, of New Chapter is we've made this commitment that there is no exotic solvents that are used in our products. So we don't use any of the dry cleaning fluid or any of the nail polish remover. And I know that sounds like, wow, you're making such a claim here, but this is still a ubiquitous practice in the herbal industry where some of these solvents are being used.
Also, another issue that's come up recently, and we're doing a report on this, is that many herbal supplement companies are using raw materials that have been irradiated.
Yes, that is also an issue. And I think that, again, that one of the reasons why I went to Costa Rica in the early 90s to buy a farm to grow organically is I was concerned that herbs that would be coming from overseas were going to have to be irradiated at the border. So I wanted, especially with some of the herbs that I was researching the most intensely, that we would be protected from any of that type of influence. And so that's why we have an organic farm in Costa Rica called Luna Nueva, where we are growing organic ginger and turmeric and are a model farm for the world, we've been called, for organics. So it's a real honor to be able to do that kind of work.
Yeah, this farm of yours, Luna Nueva, is just, it's known around the world. I actually met someone in Ecuador who had worked on your farm and had so many good things to say about it. Is this a farm where visitors can come check it out if they're in Costa Rica,
absolutely,
or is it just...
Absolutely. What I would do is email New Chapter, and arrangements can be made to visit our facility. We have a full service facility there, so people can actually stay at the farm and witness the biodynamic treasures that are coming from that farm.
And I probably don't need to mention this, but I will anyway. This farm grows everything without any synthetic chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, anything like that.
That is correct.
And I also understand you use some really cutting-edge soil-based microorganism techniques and soil, I don't know how to say this, the engineering, the physical engineering of the soil, putting plants in certain groups and things like that, that's just considered really cutting edge.
I think, again, being a model farm for the world in biodynamics and organics, this has been the genius of Stephen Farrell, who is our farm director and president of our operations there. I must tell you that in the early 90s, when I proposed buying the farm to a couple of my partners, they looked at me like, what was I, crazy? And I said, well, you haven't met Stephen Farrell yet. He is to organics and biodynamics what the leader of any aspect of our field is to their field. He is an amazing human being.
Oh, that I hope to get to meet him someday and to be able to visit your farm. Now, getting back to some of your products, I want to mention that so far, we've only talked about a couple of them, and there are so many outstanding formulations that you might want to check out if you're listening to this. One, by the way, is a prostate health formula that's just fantastic. It contains ginger, green tea, saw, palmetto, selenium, lycopene, pomegranate, pumpkin seed oil. And you know what? If you do the research on these And if you realize that you're getting these in their full potency form, then you instantly come to the conclusion that this is a super powerful prostate cancer defense formula. At least that's my own personal opinion about it. But there are so many formulas to check out, folks. So go to newchapter.com and look at them for yourself. And if you can't find them in your local health food store, check them out at vitacost.com.
Prostate 5LX, Mike, has been one of our most successful products. And again, it becomes so successful because it works. Men who are having prostate issues, we were one of the first companies to introduce supercritical salt palmetto to the U.S. marketplace. And that's because salt palmetto, when extracted in other mechanisms, would lose some precious constituents that could be very important to the bioactivity of the salt palmetto. But I think the real innovation of that formulation was the combination with the ginger extract, which was a very potent ability to modulate the enzymes of inflammation. And ginger, there was a reason why it was included in the majority of all traditional Ayurvedic formulations, and it's because it makes everything else work better. So it was just kind of one of those wonderful insights, was to take this incredible herb, salt palmetto, and then to boost its activity by combining it with ginger, which had this ability to modulate the enzyme called 5-lipoxygenase, and then to add a couple of different types of extracts of nettle. One type of extract of nettle showed activity, and another type of extract of nettle showed another activity. So we combined both extracts in this formulation. And again, when you put the whole thing together, you get the wonderful analogy that 1 + 1 = 2. And that's the beauty of an herbal formulation.
Absolutely. And it's important for people to know that what you're reading on the label is just a small part of the whole picture. There are things happening in there that modern science hasn't even begun to understand.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, to change the subject a bit here, Paul, I'd like to ask you about this new technology that your company has been kind of talking about behind the scenes. I don't know all the details on this yet, but I know it's a big deal, and there are new products coming out in a few months based on this technology called DART. But that's all I know. Can you fill me in and our listeners on what this is and why there's so much buzz about it in the industry?
Yes, we had learned around 2 years ago, Mike, that interestingly enough, the government had developed a technology where they could detect in real time, which means like within seconds, they could detect on, for example, a $20 bill or in a suitcase, they could detect instantly whether there was a explosive device or whether there was an illicit compound like cocaine. And so a scientist who was trained and worked actually for the U.S. Navy and was trained as a botanist at Duke University, his scientist name is Dr. Randall Alberti, he said, well, if this technology could measure these compounds in real time, it's called direct analysis in real time, which is abbreviated as DART, that if this technology could discover this in such a short time, perhaps it could be applied to herbal technology. And lo and behold, it was an amazing innovation, because instead of determining a few plant compounds over a period of a few days and maybe even over a few weeks or months, this new technology, which was a combination of mass spectroscopy and this new instrumentation on the spectroscopy, could now look inside of a plant and determine a full range of thousands of compounds, many of which have never been identified before. And this new technology, when combined with new extraction technology called affinity chromatography, we were able to identify and deliver key bioactive compounds. So, for example, when we looked at the herb elderberry, which has been lauded for thousands of years for its immunoactive effects, we found that in other products, that even within one bottle, within one tablet to another tablet, there would be different bioactive compounds or lack of bioactive compounds from dose to dose. And so, for the first time in the herbal field, they were able to look at close to 1,000 compounds, deliver 95% of those 1,000 compounds in the relative ratio that they occurred in the natural plant. And we, our first product that we delivered this in was with elderberry in the form of a product called Blockade. And that product is now recommended for supporting the immune function. And we have had many very positive reports on this formulation. And we are expanding this technology to look at a number of botanicals that will deliver effects on not only viruses, but will deliver effects on key functions of the body, of inflammation, of allergic responses, of responses to organisms like Candida albicans and E. coli and urinary tract infections. So new technology is allowing us, I think, to, for lack of a better expression, to win a war over the type of medicines that people will take in the future. And I think that listeners could if they take out their crystal balls, I will bet you that you will be seeing DART in the near future, because more and more companies will be using this now to identify plant compounds and to extract those compounds to make sure that they are available on a dose-to-dose reliable perspective.
Would you say the future of medicine is going to involve a lot more use of these full-spectrum botanical medicines rather than the typical synthetic isolated chemicals that we've seen
recently? I have
recently?
Almost no doubt at this point, Mike, that the future of medicine will drastically change and incorporate herbal compounds in complex mixtures. So I think that will be just as pharmaceutical medicine took over from herbal medicine, due to new technology like DART, we will see that there will be an influx now of herbal medicines that will provide dose-to-dose reliable effects. And I think will uplift both health and consciousness on many, many levels.
Yeah, that would be a great thing to see sweep through humanity.
Yes, and you can only imagine when we have standardized herbs, we typically will deliver one or maybe two compounds in a dose-to-dose reliable level. Just imagine now, Mike, you can deliver now 1,000 compounds on a dose-to-dose reliable basis. That truly does represent a new technology or a new force that I think, again, is the true marriage of science and tradition.
Yeah, that is fascinating, and it's definitely the case that we need a new revolutionary approach to medicine in the Western world. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Absolutely. We are unfortunately failing right now. We're getting less and less healthy and as a culture, and I think this type of innovation can... I think we need it. I think everybody knows who's listening to the show knows that we need more of the herbal world to be part of our lives. So I think that is part of the direction of the future.
Well, it comes down to some basic principles. Rather than taking one chemical out of nature, isolating it, patenting it, modifying it in some way, and then making that such high potency that it becomes toxic, we just instead respect what's in nature, harvest it, concentrate it in the full spectrum format, and let the human body recognize that as something that it was meant to assimilate.
Perfectly said. That is exactly the story of holism in natural healing. That is perfectly the way to say it.
So here's a question to you then. The whole model of clinical trials, right, is going to have to be thrown out the window with this, because clinical trials are based on one chemical at a time, measuring one chemical, how it affects the group being tested. You start putting in 100 different phytonutrients, you're going to throw these Western scientists, you know, for quite a loop. How do you get around that?
Due to new technology, Mike, we can deliver a dose-to-dose reliable effect of hundreds and hundreds of compounds due to this new methods of extraction and new methods of identification of plant compounds. So it's really the combination of the two things that's going to revolutionize modern medicine.
So you're going to be able to just go conduct a trial, for example, and just say, okay, here is this, it's standardized, but it's still
that's
full
exactly
spectrum.
The point. You're actually getting something that's never been able to be done before. You're able to standardize and yet still be full spectrum. That is the whole story right there. And that's why it's going to revolutionize herbal medicine. You and I have both been at this for quite some time, and I think that in all my years, this is the greatest innovation that I've ever witnessed.
Yes, this A lot of potential is opening up with this. Are you planning, or is New Chapter planning on conducting then some clinical trials based on using this new technology?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we are doing trials at Columbia University. We have done them, and we have every intention of continuing that work. I think the future has to be in scientific inquiry and to convince a skeptical public that herbs are powerful medicines. We need to have this type of research to support that position.
I agree with you completely. I think there are some in the industry that say, well, we shouldn't subject herbs to this Western science. But I think we should, because when we do, the herbs always win.
Yes.
They work so much better than the pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
Why not subject them to those tests?
And every so often there is, or sometimes there's a real reason to take a pharmaceutical. But in almost all cases where there's an option to go first for safety, And often for efficacy, you want to go to the herbs. I can't tell you the number of people that have had better effects by using some of our formulations than conventional medicines. And again, I think the growing numbers of doctors who are working with herbs in their practice, that the fact that this new technology is available will make everybody's lives a lot safer and a lot healthier.
So how can people find supplements based on this new technology? Will there be a name on the box?
Well, the name will be DART, D-A-R-T, and I would say that within the next 3 to 6 months, there's going to be at least 5 or 6 herbs that will be delivered in this form. It has taken years, many years actually, to develop the technology, but we're just starting to roll out these unbelievable quality herbs.
I want to extend an invitation to you, Paul, to please keep us informed here at the Health Ranger Show and at naturalnews.com. We'd love to spread the word about those new products based on this technology. And I'm really glad, by the way, that you're doing what you're doing. It's not very often that I meet people who I'm just really glad are here on this planet, alive right now in this time and working towards a better future. But you are clearly one of those people, and it's just an honor to be able to interview
you. Thank you, Mike, and I really, really appreciate the work that you're doing. Again, we work hand in hand on this project, so it's a real pleasure to work on it with you.
Well, thank you for your time. And folks, the web address one more time is newchapter.com. Check out their product line, including the current best-selling product, Zyflamend, for inflammation. These are whole herb-based products. They're supercritical extracts. You've heard the story here. If you want to read the full transcript of this interview, check it out online at naturalnews.com. And also check out the product line at vitacost.com if you want to order online. Thank you once again, Paul Schulich, for your time today.